European Parliament is not just a lawmaking body for the Union, but also a platform for debate on the future of Europe, where leaders of the member states present their visions of the future European Union. Of course, Czechia is no exception. All Czech presidents have addressed the European Parliament during their time in office. Some of those speeches received a standing ovation, others evoked controversy. In today's instalment of our five-part series, Czechs in the European Union, we will look back at how Czech heads of state presented themselves in Brussels and Strasbourg. I'm joined in the studio by Viktor Daněk, a former Czech radio correspondent in Brussels, now deputy director of the Europeum Institute for European Policy. Welcome to the studio, Viktor.
Thanks for having me.
Viktor, in our previous episode of this mini-series, we spoke about the indelible stamp that Václav Havel left on the European Union. This time, however, let's turn our attention to his successors in office, and we'll start with Václav Klaus. How was he perceived in the European Parliament? Because he was a very different figure from Václav Havel.
Definitely, yes. Unlike Václav Havel, Václav Klaus had only one chance to deliver a speech in the European Parliament. It was in 2009. And I think that his speech actually became quite historic, because never before, and I think that probably also never after, never happened that MEPs would boo a head of state. Václav Klaus was actually using his invitation to European Parliament to criticize the direction of European integration. He criticized also the chamber, because in his view there was not room for a plurality of opinions. And he also criticized a new Lisbon Treaty.
Řešením není ani přitápěním pod tavícím kotlem.
The solution is neither to add fuel to the melting pot of the current type of European integration, nor to suppress the role of the member states under the slogan of a new multicultural and multinational European civil society.
Evropské občanské společnosti.
Part of MEPs showed their discontent by actually leaving the room during his speech. I think that at that time, views of Václav Klaus were well known. He was well known for his criticism of European Union, but the speech had political repercussions, because it was presented in a time where Czechia held presidency in the European Council.
Well, Václav Klaus was generally known as a Eurosceptic, wasn't he? Although he liked to call himself a Euro-realist. And it's also true that he never addressed the European Parliament after that first speech. His successor, Miloš Zeman, also got just one opportunity to address the Assembly. That was in 2014, at the start of his first mandate. How was that speech received?
Yes, Miloš Zeman, he was calling himself not Euro-realist, but even Euro-federalist. And he showed it in the beginning of his presidency, for example, by waving the European flag alongside with Czech flag. But later he became also a fierce critic of European Union. But when he delivered his speech in front of MEPs, it was still in a time where MEPs were expecting a pro-European speech, and they received it. But we must say it was in his very personal style. For example, when Miloš Zeman entered the room, the first thing he was looking for was an ashtray. Then he delivered the speech in English without any notes. He used a lot of jokes, and he was also criticizing things.
My European dream does not include the crazy movement of European Parliament from Strasbourg to Brussels, and contrarywise. My European dream doesn't include the nonsense directive, like, for instance, directive about light economy safety bulbs. I have one of them in my cottage, and it looks like in the cemetery or in a mortuary. So I speak from my own experience. The European dream does not include the Brussels so-called European architecture, which sometimes looks like an amplified boombox. And more than that, my European dream does not include the stake in the center of European Commission, which looks like a bubble bum and tastes like a bubble bum.
In his speech, he called himself a supporter of euro. He described EU as a good thing in its core, but he said that he would support only the direction of European integration that would preserve Europe of many tastes and colors. And I think that his speech was in Czechia received by some controversies, mainly because of a very strong accent he used in his speech.
We're turning now to the present day and the incumbent Czech president, Petr Pavel. He has only spoken once to the European Parliament, also at the start of his mandate. What was his message to MEPs?
Yes, Petr Pavel referred to Václav Havel on many occasions during the speech. But unlike him, he was quite practical, I would say. He didn't spoke about any visions that would be long-term, but he mainly focused on searching for practical solutions of today's problems. For example, in the case of war in Ukraine, where he advocated for as strong support as possible. And he spoke also about the upcoming elections to the European Parliament and a threat of populism.
We should refrain from simplistic solutions and empty promises. The temptation to manipulate realities for short-term political gain will be enormous. We all have huge responsibility to articulate problems as they are.
Petr Pavel spoke most of the time English, but also Czech and French, and he received a standing ovation. By the way, apart from Czech presidents, also some other high-level politicians from Czechia had this opportunity to present a speech in front of MEPs, among them also Andrej Babiš, at that time the prime minister, but he decided not to actually use this opportunity because of controversies he had with the European Union.
Right, so that was the Czech heads of state addressing the European Parliament. Viktor Daněk, Deputy Director of the European Institute Europeum, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.